listening to the latest from
Blog Talk Radio.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a few sun breaks at times. High temperatures on 56 to 57 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 42. For Friday and running up into the weekend, partly cloudy skies, and they will be decreasing by Friday and running to Saturday with more sun breaks. High temperatures hovering in the mid-50s. Clouds and a slight chance of rain showers moving in for Saturday night. Lows down to about 43. For Easter Sunday, clouds with a slight chance of showers. High temperatures around 52.
Hi there, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, April 3rd, we've got Susan Bergstrom from the American Senior Benefits People to talk about her new venture. She is now working on a special investment possibility that will help you with your retirement. This should be a very informative show. So don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KKNW, Alternative Talk, 1150.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Today, we're going to be speaking with Michael Mendieza. He's going to be joining us here today, the life and insights of Joseph Chilton Pierce. One of the things I want to say about this is each of us have mentors in our lives. You all have heard me mention my mentor, Viktor Frankl. And many people of, you know, generations now being born and coming into their own don't know who Viktor Frankl is. And, you know, whenever I work or coach women, mostly, and men, the first thing I do is I buy them a copy of Viktor Frankl's book. Next in line is to talk about not just about what Viktor Frankl did, but a man by the name of Joseph Chilton Pierce. And here's what I want to say, because what Michael has done is he's taken these life and insights of Joseph Chilton Pierce, and when you think about this and you look at who is this person and what are the insights and what really drives us to write a book about 7 of his most influential books, what happens is you not only gain insights into what you should know, but you gain absolutely levels of awakening for what you can do. And so throughout this book, what Michael has done, he has really tapped in to what it means, even from an early age, you know, when you're coming through the cosmic age. And you come through that cosmic age as a cosmic egg and then moving through your life as a magical child. And as a matter of fact, I just wrote an article that we submitted to a magazine, myself and Mark Anthony, about manifestation. And one of the things I talked about is something I call the manifestation mojo. And when I thought about writing this, I was really struck by the fact, how did I come to learn this? And Benny and I have been taking this journey 17 years. And so here we are, Benny, April Fool's Day, right?
Yeah.
April. Mm-hmm. And Olivia's here with us, too. And here we are. And I'll tell you what I was struck by, Benny. I went back and I listened to some of the original shows we did, some of them even back in 2003, but definitely 2004.
The crust-busting days.
The crust-busting days. And one of the things that hit me was how much I've learned and how grateful I am that this venue was presented to me. And I also am extremely grateful for the guidance I got to say yes. And not just yes one time, but at one point in time, Benny, I don't know if you remember, but I was doing 14 hours a week. I love this. And not just here, 10 hours on KKNW for sure. And then I was doing Voice America, and then I was doing BBS, then I was doing Healthy Life, then I was doing the CBS. At one point, I don't know if you remember, but at one point I was doing all of those because I couldn't get enough. I couldn't get enough of this knowledge, this wisdom, insights. And so when I think about what we're talking about today, about looking at Pierce's vision of human potential, and doing that from the 1950s until the end of his life, I'm thinking about who touched him on the shoulders. Mm. What was it that magically gave him insights so that all of us can learn? And, you know, what is it that hit Michael Mendoza, to sit down and write a book, The Life and Insights of Joseph Chilton Pierce, Astonishing Capacities and Self-Inflicted Limitations. So here we are. We talk about this. And, Benny, this is the old crust-busting stuff.
Right.
We talked about, man, we know we've got this capacity, but, boy, what are the layers of crust that show us limitation? And, by the way, Benny, in the article I wrote, and Mark Anthony and I, both of us wrote this article. We're not sure if it's been accepted yet. But I couldn't help myself but reference the crust. And we had so much fun with that. And I have to tell you, ever since we started to talk about it again, I've gotten a bunch of emails from people and messages that have come in to say, why aren't you doing that crust-busting thing anymore? And so we're planning to at least have one show a week that will be under that venue, right? And so what was it about that people really related to? You know, two things come to mind. One, I had just graduated from school, really short period of time, and I wasn't supposed to do this. Question mark, question mark. I wasn't supposed to do this. I was supposed to pop off of a 7-year academic journey, research, dissertation, postdoctorate. I don't know if you know this, Benny. I even did a study with Boeing, the Boeing Union.
Ah.
I know, right? And then I was supposed to get a big, fat corporate job. You know what I'm saying, Benny?
Oh, yeah.
Like the big one. It's like, oh, come work for us, and we're going to give you this, like, big salary, and, you know, do you want a car? How many weeks of vacation do you want? And come on over here, and, you know, you're going to work with us on our change management stuff. And Benny, I got to tell you, after you study Broken Promises for 7 years, and you have 1,200 pages of interview notes, they ain't no way. They just no way. Ain't no way. Was that Aretha? Who sang that song? Ain't no way. No way. No amount of money. No amount of opportunity. No amount of, we're just going to pay for all your relocation. No amount of vacation. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because I cracked open the crust. And I let the life out of the bag. Just crack that crust. Just like, boom. So what do you do with your life then? You know, what do you do in the words of Joseph Chilton Pierce? And I want to tell you what this is, because I talked about magical child the other day. But what happens, right, when you get through all of that? You know, what happens when you get through all of that? And then you come to some interesting phrases, interesting insights, even on April Fool's Day. And you read something like, there was a child went forth every day, and the first object he looked upon, that object he became. And that object became part of him for the day, or a certain part of the day, or for many years, or stretching cycles of years. See, this is it. There was a child went forth every day, and the first object he or she looked upon, that object he or she became. See, isn't that what happens to us? But what happens when we live on the teeter-totter edge? Decisions that nobody else around us is going to be like, oh, yay, you made that decision. What happens when you have to do it? And see, for me, that's what I'm reflecting upon now. And I reflect upon it every day. I think about, what are the decisions facing me now? You know, what is it about self-doubt that becomes so enormously crusty? And you know it, and you see it, and the sweat is pouring down your face. And you know that if you don't make that decision that takes you towards your dream, you will wake up in the middle of the night screaming, why didn't I do it? That's crushed. But what happens when you do make that decision? What happens when you do dial a wrong phone number and you think your friends are really punking you? Because that's what April Fool's is a little bit. April Fool's is like stepping into a reality that doesn't really exist and fool yourself about its magic and mystical meaning. That's what April Fool's is to me. And yet at the same time, how many of us have had jokes and pranks played on us and really felt the reality of them, that really stepped into it and really bought into it? And I've got to tell you, in my lifetime, I have had so many people do some things like that. You know, it's just, I'm not a real jokester, Benny. I don't know if you know that. I'm really awful at telling jokes, number one. But I'm not a prankster.
That's
but
Linda. Isn't that Linda's department?
That is, yes.
I do remember that's her area of expertise.
That is.
Along with a few other things. No, I didn't call her out like that, but like, I remember though, some of the older shows, she was the one that always did the pranking.
Absolutely.
And you're like, come on now.
And my friend Ronnie.
Oh, that's her too.
Ronnie.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God. Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a joke? So I come home one day, and I lived in Green Lake, and I come home and I'm, you know, putting my coat, hanging it up, and I go out towards the back of the house, right? There's a little porch out there, and I go towards the back of the house because I like to open the door and let someone. And this is my friend Ronnie, prankster Ronnie, right? And so I had a moment where I opened that door, and what I saw, I was like stunned. I stood in my, honestly, I just stood there like shocked at what was in my little hallway. So I want to ask you, have you ever been fooled to the point where you become immobile, where you're not able to move, where you have a different level of awakening? But here's the interesting thing about that, and this is, I'm not the prankster. So that thing that was placed in my small area walkway just brought me to tears. When we come back from break, I want to tell you what that is. But more importantly, I want to talk with quantum physics and the realm of what children are learning to do despite the agony and the ecstasy of a COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Vision with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's Grace, GHOM.com.
Oh, I love that, Benny. Benny, do you have the old crust busting intro? I don't know if you still have that.
I'm going to have to look for that one. Please stand by.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Happy April Fool's Day. I am doing this show today with Mr. Benny Mathers and Sir on Transformation Talk Radio. Olivia is joining us here today. So we're just going to kick it off. We're still talking about Joseph Chilton Pierce. Now, let me just tell you, it was an excellent, let me just fill you in, and then we're going to talk about what I found in that hallway. You know, Joseph was this expert child development and devoted his entire life, right? I mean, think about this. This was like his thing. This was like his shtick. His entire life to optimum development and astonishing capacities within each individual human being, okay? So here's what he did, 12 visionary books. Now, keep this in mind. He was born 1926 and passed away in 2016. Now, he's one of these people where you think hard about who you want to interview, and you try to do it, and you just don't get to it in time. And he's one of those people for me. But Michael is picking that up. So 12 books, thousands of lectures, and what he did is blended my favorite, my totally favorite, why crust busting was born, blending of cutting-edge science and spirituality. See, I love this. I love this. And Dr. Stephanie Mines and I were talking about this yesterday, and we were talking about how it just is impossible or was impossible when we studied and got our degrees to even say the word spirituality. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even say the word astrology. My chair at the time, who became the head of the department, literally blacklisted me because he saw a picture of me. Benny, remember this? With two thunder eggs in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And thunder eggs, I dug them up over in California here when I was en route. And they're kind of cool. I'm going to see if Linda can get it and bring it in here for me. But he thought they were crystals. See, think about this. How archaic is that when we think about where we are today? That you're going to blacklist me because I'm holding two crystals in my hand in 2003 and 2004 and 2005. And that's not too long ago. But this is April Fool's. And in my typical crusting way, I had to think about things. And I thought about pranks. So I come home, right? And I am an animal lover. And Benny, Olivia, we're going to be playing some of the PSAs from PETA. I have a great relationship with PETA and the founder of PETA, and we're going to be playing some of those. So I'm a real animal lover, just FYI. You know that, Benny. I've done shows about the Mustang.
Yes.
You name it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even kill spiders. I mean, I will chase a spider around my house for 20 minutes. Just to take it outside and put it in the flower bed or something. So you can imagine what happened to me on this day. As I walk in my house, I come to this really small porch area. And I'm telling you, Benny, it's like about 4 feet by 4 feet maybe. It's small. It's like a little area. And right there on the top of the counter is this Gigunda head. It's got to be like a deer head with the antlers, right? It was gigantic. It, like, took half the space out there. And the eyes of this deer, and I just looked into the eyes of this deer, and I was like, and I just, like, WTF, and I just cried. Now, of course, I didn't know that this was Ronnie that put it there. I didn't understand any of that. April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's. And I just bawled my eyes out. And I called, at the time, my friend Melanie, who lived in Bothell, and I'm in Green Lake, and I said, you guys got to come over here and get this out of here. And so what is it about April Fool's that people love to play pranks? And how often has a prank been played on you that maybe wasn't a prank? Now, the flip side of that is April Fool things that have happened, and I've laughed about them. Just absolutely hysterical, because I love laughing at myself. But what is it about looking at ourselves and looking at ourselves in a way that helps us better understand who we are? But in the terms of Joseph Chilton Pierce, you know, when you're looking at self, and boy, this is what he did. This is what he did. And now Michael Mendiza is looking at this complete guide of vision and transcendent human potential. And I love talking about human potential. I love doing shows like this. I love, you know, creating a network. I just love what we're about to do and bring more people from all over the world to help others so that we can live at the highest level of capacity we have. But there are some things that we think about, and Pierce has commented on things. He's drawn from personal conversations. And so what does a Joseph Chilton Pierce say? Now, I know, Olivia, you've got a bunch of quotes. So from your perspective and getting ready for the show today, jump in. Give me a little insight on what you found that really struck a chord for you.
Yeah. You know, I found a quote, and I wasn't intending to use this in relation to April Fool's Day at all, but it totally fits, and I'll just read it to you. It's, "Play is the only way the highest intelligence of humankind can unfold." And I think that's quite fitting, don't you?
It is. I mean, that is really interesting. So let's just talk, the three of us. What do you consider your play time? And all of us are very busy. I can only imagine what Benny's life is with. But what is the play time? What is that thing that really hits your heart that enables you to play? And, you know, this is an important quote that you brought to the forefront, because I love that aspect of development. And I'm sure that came from also, you know, his conversation about expanding and blending spirituality and science, right? Because play is a form of flow. I love to play ping pong, table tennis, right? You know, when I'm playing, everything stops for me, right? But it isn't the only thing I like to do. I'm really quite an introvert. Many people look at me and say, that is not true. It's really true. It means that after a show like this or after spending a day like this, you're going to be hard-pressed to even find me, right? I'm probably sitting on my couch waiting to watch Godzilla and King Kong or something. But what do you guys do for yourself as play? Olivia, what do you do?
You know, I've got quite a few different hobbies that are definitely playtime for me. I mean, I do play music, so that's definitely one form of play.
Cool.
And then I like to collect things. I go beachcombing a lot. So and foraging also, I've gotten into foraging in the last few years, and you know, that's kind of more of a practical thing, I guess, but it's very much a play practice for me because I just take such great joy from it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. God, I love that too. Are you like, I love to pick up stones and stuff from the beach. Mm-hmm. Do you do those things?
Oh my gosh, you should see my house.
Oh my God. the only problem I ran into with that was I didn't understand the rules in Hawaii, and you are not allowed to take anything off the island.
Yep, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's like my friend really caught me in time because I forget what happens if you take lava or something off there. I think you get a lifetime of dread.
It's like a curse thing.
It's like a curse, right? Yeah, it is. Benny, what do you like to do for fun?
Let's see here. Well, other than hanging with the boys, because that's usually eating up some of my time now, because I got to manage them outside of school, which they actually returned this week for the first time, so they're back at it. Just partial day, just a couple hours, and then they do some other stuff virtually. Try to get out there in the open, enjoy the sunshine, you know, because it's coming back in the picture for the Seattle area. Sold the Volkswagen last summer, so I got a new project on hand. That's a new little Mercedes, so I'm kind of working on that.
Oh, we're here.
It's a 93 190E, so it's like a little compact, like sedan.
How cool is that?
Yeah, well, it wasn't running very well, so I'm now, you know, going through the, why isn't it working? Yeah, it's one of those little projects. So I like to tinker, you know, I'm a big tinkerer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a tinker and builder, too.
Yep.
Let me ask you this question, and Olivia, I don't know if this is true for you. You know that I just got two new knees, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're bionic.
Like,
you're bionic.
I'm bionic.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Totally bionic. I'm totally. Like, I just, you know, I asked my doctor, when do I have to oil these?
That's probably not a good thing. I think technology has advanced a little further than that, I'm hoping.
Oh, my God. It was the weirdest thing to see the x-rays. It was so weird to see the x-rays. And yet, I had to do it because mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine not playing ping pong. And so many people talking about COVID, right? I'm looking at COVID, and not only am I excited about doing things that I never would have done during this time, but as a network, we're able to do things probably that we wouldn't have had time to do or think about. Do you miss some of the stuff, B, that you used to do and I used to do? Like, Benny and I, we grew up playing softball, right?
Yeah.
I love to watch it. I had a vision the other day that I was still able to play. I don't think that's going to work. Do you miss it?
Yeah, from time to time. I miss being in my mid-20s, just, you know, fluid as can be, no pain, and could do anything. You know, sky's the limit, all of the adages, you know, that you want to throw at it. And, you know, you wake up the next day and you're like, yeah, let's do this again, you know?
But yep,
now
exactly.
It's like, now it's like, are you kidding me? Like, oh, man, like, you need like another day off there, son.
And, you know, it's interesting as I was reading this book about Joseph Chilton Pierce, and we'll talk about this when we come back, Olivia, maybe you can pull up some quotes, you know, because he's talking about human potential, you know, and he's talking about evolution and de-evolution, and he's talking about our capacity. And so one of the things I was reading in his book, you know, it had to do with the missing stage. And I was thinking about this. And I looked at how many years, Benny, because, you know, when you go to the doctor and they ask you, like, why do you want to do this? What are you, and what's your history, right? You know, what is it that happened early on? And then you reflect back and you look at all the injuries. Like, my first injury was when I was 19 and I just crushed my knee, right? You know what that's like, Benny. You did the same thing.
I didn't crush it. I tore my knee, but same thing.
Exactly.
Same difference.
Same idea. Mm-hmm. And you go back and you start to think about this, and you think about the stamina today. And I said, you know, I still have that stamina, but my purpose is different, right? My energy is going in a different place. So when we come back, we're going to talk about capacity. I love that phrase. But can you reach your unlimited potential without some street smart spirituality? Can you? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips on my manifestation mojo, everybody. And Lydia's got another quote. And I don't know if Benny's going to hit us with a jackhammer. We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories to teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com. Thank you.
That's a crust-busting moment. Yeah, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm here with Benny, Olivia. We're kicking it up. We're talking about April Fools, but we're also talking about human capacity. So we were talking during the break about, you know, what some April Fool's jokes are that are not very funny, right? There are some things that happen where people think this is like the funniest thing in the world. Getting a letter from your boss that looks like a termination letter, not so funny. Not so funny. That is just needs a big jackhammer crust busting. Pleading like Russell Wilson did, I don't know, Benny. Is that like the funny or not so funny?
So I was just pulling that up. We were talking about it, and there's a big fallout from it. And, yeah, and I think Olivia mentioned, too, at the break that it can be funny, but excuse me, that was a real sneeze. That wasn't a fake April Fool's. It can be so frustrating because there's so intense moments around thoughts and topics like this. Like, how could you not, like, play fools and then have the right, you know what I mean, have the right mind? Like,
yeah.
That's messed up. That's kind of twisted in your head. Like, that's really messed up. Oh, by the way, he's not going to Chicago right now. Just let everybody know.
Well, but here, let's talk about this for one moment. Because he just put an intention in motion, and we're talking about Chilton Pierce right here. And so we're talking about how we set the stage for a future, right? And what that means. Now, let me just tell you another thing about Russell Wilson, because I could see me doing something like this. The dude is a Sagittarian. So let's just start out with that. Open mouth air. But you see that tweet, Benny, right, Olivia? Don't you think that set an intention of sorts? And it's not something you could get back. Once you put that little jokey thing in there, what exactly did he say, Benny? Do you have it?
Well, it started initially. I'm trying to read through the official tweet. It's from a tweet Twitter handle at NFL Memes.
Yeah.
And it says the Windy City just got dangerous.
Yeah.
And then it says APN. But some people just skip right over, like, the highlighted, or the, excuse me, the smaller little areas, and it says, you know, April Fools. Like, you got to look really close. But people just flash it. They see it. They make their comment. And it's like, did you not know what today is? And then other people are falling back saying, I could smell this yesterday. So that would be someone that actually took the time to look at it and be like,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So.
You know, be careful what you ask for, right? We all know that one. We all know that. You know, but we are talking about, you know, kind of setting intention and human potential. And, Olivia, in preparation for today's show, you really did a little deeper dive into Joseph Chilton Pierce. What are some of the things that you found that you came up with that really got your attention?
Yeah. So I found another quote here that this one, I think, stuck with me the most. And it says, to live a creative life, we must lose our fear of being wrong.
Just breathe, everybody.
Right?
Let's just breathe on that. You know, when I learned this, and let's talk about this. Olivia, what does that mean from your perspective? Because obviously you were drawn to that, but boy, is that a powerful lesson.
Yeah.
What was your insight into that when you saw that quote, that insight from him?
Well, I think that your creativity can expand when you, with your learning, right? So, and I just feel like it's really impossible to learn if you're not acknowledging when you're wrong or getting hung up on being right, you know. So if you can let that go and acknowledge when you're wrong, then you can expand, you know, your intelligence and therefore, you know, be more creative and be making cooler things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Benny, what did that mean to you when you heard
that? I think Olivia summed it up perfectly for me.
I think
she
summed it up. How do we get a lesson like that? Right. So it took me a while to get that lesson. I worked for a woman named Mary Louise Smith and got to love Mary Louise Smith. She was the first woman I had ever worked for, right, outside of being in the mailroom. right, when I was in the mailroom when I first worked with a phone company. But here I was a manager now, and I had to manage a graphics group. And the idea was that I had not had a line job. So they thought, you can't get promoted to director, Pat, unless you get a line job. So they give me this line job in the graphics department, and the idea was basically shut the department down and outsource all graphics. And I couldn't do it. But one of the things I could do is literally take the people that are not performing and move them out of the environment. Mary Louise Smith, though, had another idea. And she sat me down one day and she said, you're going to learn to ask the question, what problem am I? What part of the problem am I? What part of the problem am I? What part of the problem am I? And it was really hard at first to even understand what she was talking about. And then we made a pact, an agreement, what Chilton talks about, what Pierce talks about in this book, Bond. We made an agreement. And I can see her like it was yesterday, sitting there at her desk back in the day, just puffing on them cigarettes, right? It wasn't too long ago where people could sit and just smoke themselves to death in the offices. And even when you couldn't, she kept smoking in the offices. So it tells you a little bit about her. Sitting there and saying to me, we're not shutting down graphics. You need to figure out how to save graphics. And the hardest thing that I did along the lines of what you guys are talking about is I didn't have a clue. I had no clue. And I knew I needed to sit with the graphics people. And I knew I needed to get some insight. And I will tell you, it was the most humbling experience I've ever had. Because I don't know if you've ever worked with an entire three different schedules, teams of graphics people, highly creative, highly skilled, artists, amazing in their own right, and sit down, you who comes in who has no graphics experience at all, and you're their boss. And I'll tell you, I got to the point where everything I'd learned about management wasn't going to work anymore. And I needed to really sit there and appreciate and learn what they did. And so this, to me, was the most difficult and yet the most inspiring. And not only did we together as a team turn it around, we automated it, and we hid this from our management for 8 months. I mean, that shows you how visible management is when you convert an entire graphics department and bring in computers and computer-aided graphics, and your top boss doesn't even know that you're spending that money. And we really took that and moved the level and the bar up and saved it. But one of the things I learned is you got to lead by example. And I'll never forget that. But also for me, I had to learn to get some feedback and be able to hear what people had to say. And I'm telling you, I'm still in a work in progress, especially about my creative projects. You know, when you get feedback from a client about something you're doing and they don't quite like it, or they don't quite see it eye to eye with you, you have to humbly just suck up your ego and just learn to take in that feedback and ask yourself, what am I learning here? And I think that this is really an interesting time we're living in, both astrologically and lesson-wise, and to think about the capacity lessons that Joseph Chilton Pierce talked about, it really boils down to a page in his book where he talks about the biology of transcendence. And the hardest lesson that I've had to learn is the dialogue between the brain and the heart. And that, I think, is where we are today. I don't know about you two, but during this pandemic, the dialogue between my brain and my heart has never been more active. Back and forth, right? What is the mind doing? What is the mind saying? What is the mind thinking? But what's really in my heart? Have you guys ever faced anything like that?
Personally, no, not as much on my side of things, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Benny, you have to, you get feedback all the time. And
Yeah.
And isn't it a journey to really know what to do with that?
Correct. It obviously depends on what the feedback is about or who or where, or, you know what I mean? So obviously it's the level at which you take it.
I know. Olivia, what else really got your attention from Joseph?
Yeah, let's see. I've got a couple here.
Olivia did her homework then.
I did. this is another cool one. We are shaped by each other. We adjust not to the reality of a world, but to the reality of other thinkers.
Wow. What does that mean to you?
I guess that reality is subjective, right? And that it's something that's personal to each person, and that we are shaped by our interactions with each other and by our glimpses into each other's worlds, right? And that there's not a reality of the world. There's not a real one, right? There's many different realities, and it's about people. And yeah, I think that's my take on that.
I think it's really interesting, too, because we do shape each other, I think. You know, every time I do a show or every time I, you know, have a conversation with someone, you really walk away from it, you know, with more insight generally, if you're open to it, than not. Funny little story about exactly what this quote points to is I saw the movie, I don't know if you guys saw it yet, Promising Young Woman. I think that's the correct title. I saw two movies lately that a couple of my buds were like, you got to see the movie, you got to see the movies. One was Promising Young Woman. And, you know, Carrie Mulligan is up for a bunch of awards for it. I think the movie took a couple of awards. And I thought, let me watch it because I love really the human dynamic. And clearly, you know, when somebody is wounded like this character, where do they go with it? And the other movie was funny. Believe it or not, the Justice League, but it was a different version of the Justice League. And what they did was the producer and director had this other idea for how to present the Justice League. And it's a four-hour gig. It's like a four-hour gig. And I remember thinking to myself, I can't do it. I can't watch it. Because I made my mind up already. But here's what happened. Watch both of those movies. Talking to people about Promising Young Woman. And my friend asked me, what did you think? And I said, I was really blown away by the ending. And I'm not going to tell you what the ending is because I don't like to give you, what is that, Benny, when you give the punchline to the thing? I don't want to do that.
Like a teaser or like?
No. Yeah, I don't want a spoiler.
Oh, spoiler.
I don't want to be a spoiler.
Right. Okay, sorry.
I don't want to be like a crusty spoiler. But the ending of the movie got me. And to this moment, I'm thinking, could there have been another ending? Should there have been another ending? And why did I not want that ending to happen in that way? And I was talking to, you know, a friend of mine about it, and they had a totally different perspective on it. And something as simple as a movie really points to how we are affected or how we are influenced, even from Hollywood, when we look through the lens of another human being and their human struggle and what goes on in their lives. And I think that right now I'm really struck by being more aware of the struggles all of you are going through. And some of you are not struggling, but new things are happening during this pandemic. We are forever changed. Our interactions with each other, how we are shaped by each other as we follow certain guidelines and rules that we didn't have before. And, you know, I was interested in that from his perspective. But one of the things, too, that I'm struck by is the rebirth of spirit that he talks about. And I think that the rebirth of spirit is happening because we find ourselves now at a bottom, as we would call it, right? At a place where so many things in our lives have changed. But in our case, Benny, Olivia, we've been able to continue forward and bring great shows and conversations to people and keep these positive insights and messages moving forward and think about ways to be super more innovative. I mean, and look at the preparation that Benny and Olivia did today for the show. You know, the quotes, the pictures, the emphasis, the preparation. If you're watching on Facebook, you're seeing the television version of this. If you're listening through AM 1150, you're hearing it. And that takes preparation. You know, that takes this idea of how we shape each other then to create something fresh and new that wasn't there before. And that's what happened on this show. Something fresh, something new happened on this show where we are each now influenced by the reality of the other. And that is how we get to bring this to you. I don't know, Olivia, if you've got any more quotes that we could kind of bring this all to a close.
Yeah, let's see. I've got one more.
Go for it.
We have a cultural notion that if children were not engineered, if we did not manipulate them, they would grow up as beasts in the field. This is the wildest fallacy in the world.
Read that again. That is a goodie. Go ahead.
We have a cultural notion that if children were not engineered, if we did not manipulate them, they would grow up as beasts in the field. This is the wildest fallacy in the world.
Wow. What do you think about that one?
I guess my read on that is that that human development is kind of like a natural thing that occurs and that we don't need to have our hands all over it all the time. Maybe you can just let them grow and they will.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm right there with you. Benny, what do you think about that? Because you got two boys. I mean, we all are faced with how much input / control, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because you run into the same thing as a leader, as a manager, as a company owner. How much is enough? How little is too little? And you think about what happens if you remove the shackles of control. And I love that quote. I love that quote. I think that's one of those quotes we need to pull out and ask people what they think about that. Because what's happening during COVID-19 is parents and children alike have had to have a new umbrella, a new cocoon by which to shape each other and live each other's lives. And what does that look like? Thank you. You guys, thank you both for today. And thank you for all that you have done in your preparation for this show. Many of you are tuning in. We were hoping to have Michael Mendieza join us here today. We're going to have to get him back. But we still went and talked about the life and insights of Joseph Chilton Pierce. Olivia's got images that are going up about that. And so this book is more than just fascinating, but it really pulls together the best of the best that Pierce brought to the table. And so all of us out there get to step into the mythology of being great. And he talks about that in the book. You know, he says only genuine movers and shakers, whether or not we care for the nature of their moves or shake, capture the imagination and qualify as targets for such historical movements of mind. See, I love this. Only genuine movers and shakers, whether or not we care for the nature of their moves or shakes, capture the imagination and qualify as targets for such historical movements of mind. And he talks through this. And he talks about the fact that whether it be positive or negative, he talks through the fact that it is still a thing. And the question then becomes for all of us, what will we choose? What will we look like? If you look at this month's astrology and you still are reading about Saturn and Jupiter and Aquarius, if you're still reading about what happens with these planets and how they may affect us, and we think about this as being in innovation and in our third house and communication and arts, and we think about what's happening with the energy and the vibration we feel, the question is, are we called in whatever way possible to be the mover and the shaker we were meant to be? Because that's what Joseph Chilton Pierce invites us to do. Benny, thank you so much for today. Olivia, thank you for your amazing preparation. And I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. And by the way, Benny and Sue Storm are coming up next. For more information about us or me, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to tune in later tonight on Transformation Talk Radio at 4 o'clock, we're going to be doing the psychic and the doc and fun on April Fool's Day. Many blessings to all of you, and continue to be the crust busters you are. We'll see you next time.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey, and good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still slow on 405 just before the 167 and the West Valley Highway, and Highway 18 stretches all the way through up through the Kennedale Hill. It'll break through the top there around Southeast 64th Street. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's opening up the phone lines and taking your calls for mini angel readings. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. The attorney for George Floyd's family is responding to his girlfriend's testimony in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing him. Ben Crump says George was walking, talking, laughing, and breathing just fine before Derek Chauvin held his knee to George's neck. Courtney Ross told a prosecutor today that Floyd had a lot of energy after taking some pills on one occasion.
Did you see Mr. Floyd take any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
The prosecution is believed to be countering the theory that Floyd's death was an overdose by showing that he had high drug tolerance. Police in Orange, California are expected to update the situation shortly after last night's mass shooting took four lives. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott describes the scene officers found.
Upon arrival, the officers discovered shots that were actively being fired, and our officers did engage in an officer-involved shooting.
Police say a woman and the suspected shooter are in the hospital. Starting today, domestic travelers are not required to quarantine after arriving in New York State. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calls the move reckless. A mandatory quarantine is still in effect for international travelers. A House panel is looking into access to voting across the U.S. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield opened a virtual hearing and called voting a sacred right.
As a Congress, as a nation, we cannot tolerate any voter suppression or any voter discrimination whatsoever.
Butterfield condemned Republican state legislative efforts to pass a series of restrictive voting laws. It's opening day across Major League Baseball, but tonight's Mets-Nationals game is being postponed after five members of the Nats organization tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games.
but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Help is knowing there are other families just like yours that the veterans they love got helped and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a few sun breaks at times. High temperatures are 56 to 57 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 42. For Friday and running up into the weekend, partly cloudy skies, and they will be decreasing by Friday and running to Saturday with more sun breaks. High temperatures hovering in the mid-50s. Clouds and a slight chance of rain showers moving in for Saturday night. Lows down to about 43. For Easter Sunday, clouds with a slight chance of showers. High temperatures around 52.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today on April Fool's Day. But we're going to give you the facts. We're going to give you the real things. I don't think angels know what April Fools mean. Anyhow, let's go to talking about the angels. They are messengers. They are there for your life's purpose. They are here to help you in anything you need, offer you support, and you can call in today. Benny, do you have a number they can call in so they can get their angel names?
Sure, would love to do that. And yes, this is no fool's joke on anyone. Sue Storm is here, the angel lady. She's opening the phone lines for the next hour for mini angel readings, and this is your opportunity to get in. So no April Fools here. This is real stuff. And the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
I'm going to have to tell you all a secret because this is the April Fool's joke on my mother. My due date many years ago was April 1st. I was due on April 1st. They were all prepared, and I really fooled them. I came 2 weeks later, so... Now I'm an income tax baby. Now I'm an April 15th. I don't know if you knew that I fooled my mom.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that. And for everyone that needs to know, the taxes have been extended for another month, so it goes to May. So.
I know.
Yeah,
see,
right?
It's not any fun anymore.
Right.
Because I can't say I'm an income tax baby, and everybody says, oh, yeah, I know that date now.
Well, it's just this one year in particular because, you know, this whole pandemic, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
my
so
gosh.
Everyone's got to get their finances in order.
Upsets everything.
I know.
I would be happy to tell you mine are done. And
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm about done. This year was a little bit slow. I'm also waiting for a few other reports to come in from my finance advisor, you know, financial advisor. So we're doing what we can, and I know a lot of people are kind of in the same boat. So,
right.
Yeah, and if you want some angels to help you through your finances or your life, this is the time to do it, right, Sue?
Maybe we should talk about who those angels would be then.
I'm always down.
Fun.
Sure,
okay.
I'm down for it. 800-930-2819 is the number again, too, if you want to join the show.
Okay, so actually we have Walter, who's the angel of banking.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe I have that. And then we have Jeremiah, who's the angel of finances. So we have that. So we have, let me see, who else? And, nobody's raising their hand. I guess they're running the other way. Okay.
Or they're busy looking down doing their math for their finances.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do math. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about angels, how they can help you, what support you can get, what little remedies you can use. We can talk about my angel first aid books. Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles is on Amazon.com right now. Get the second edition if you. It's a pretty pink cover, and Benny and Dr. Pat are both in that book. So that would be great, and it's also on Kindle. And they have it on the Kindle Free right now, where anybody who has that Kindle service can get it at no charge. I don't know if you knew that, Benny.
I did not. That's a pretty cool thing.
It is, yes. So that's all exciting. Okay, I understand we have a caller, so should we just share?
Sure, we will, and let's go and give out the number again. It's for the next, less than an hour now, but we're getting in there, 800-930-2819. And our first caller is Dennis, and he's calling in from, Montanaville. Is that right, Dennis?
No, Mukilteo, Washington.
Oh, Mukilteo, you moved. Congratulations, and welcome back.
Yeah.
Hi, Dennis. How can your angels help you? What would you like to know?
Yeah. Financial, that one, and find somebody in my life.
Okay. Oh, those are big orders, tall orders. Okay, all right. Well, I'll give you the names. Have you ever gotten the names of your personal angels? Do we ever get done that?
No.
No? Okay. All right, so you have Gabriel, who's the angel of messages and communication. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And then you have Timothy, who's the angel of good fortune. So there's a good angel to talk to. Maybe he's one for the taxes as well. But you can talk to Timothy and ask him for help. And as far as finding someone in your life, Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. She's the angel that helps you find someone in your life. So my angels are sending you blessings, and is there anything else that we can help you with, or?
That is it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so good luck to you. Many blessings coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Dennis, for joining the show, and a happy Easter to you as well. Maybe there might be a little friendly Easter bunny around his way. You never know. I mean, you know, you might be out looking for some eggs or something like that. You got to be open-minded, though, and you're all about that, Sue, on keeping the fresh mind awake, positive, and having your angels by you.
Okay.
Right? Yep.
Are we ready to move on, Jenny?
We can. And there are open lines here at the studio. It's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join us.
You know, it would be a great Easter present for a friend or for a family member if you want to call in and ask for their angel name. We can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
We will do that. We will help them. We will help you. So what my angels told me to do today is talk about some of the remedies that are in the books and that I use and that are really helpful to you. And one of them is dollar signs, where you just take your finger and put it out in front of you, your index finger, and just start drawing dollar signs. Maybe our last caller might want to do that.
That would be Dennis. Yep. Good idea for Dennis. Uh-huh.
Right. And then also expanding hearts. He could do that too. Both of them are fit with what he is calling about. So with the expanding hearts, your same finger in front of you, and you just start at the bottom of the heart and go up the left and over the loop and then down the next loop. And you can make small hearts and big hearts. And so if you want to bring more love into your life, do expanding hearts. And if you need more money, do dollar sign. And dollar sign works really well. It seems like a silly, simple little thing, but it's just amazing. And I have a story to tell you. This is a story about a lady from Chicago who called me and said, I can't pay my rent. I need $854. I don't have the money, and I can't pay the rent. What can I do? So I told her about dollar signs. I told her about the affirmation, I am a mighty money magnet. And I told her who her angels were. And she called me the next day and said that at midnight, I don't know if you've heard this story, Benny, either. At midnight, she got this voice in her head that said, go to Jewel. That's the grocery store we have in Chicago. And get some milk. And at midnight, you know, she didn't live in that great a neighborhood, mm-hmm. but she listened to the voice and mm-hmm. she went, and very few people were there at midnight, so it was very open. And she looks down, and here is a hair tie that women use for ponytails,
mm-hmm.
and in it, in cash, was $854.
What?
Isn't this crazy?
That's wild.
That's wild. So some angel actually counted it out. I guess they can do math.
Yeah, apparently.
Because it's an odd number, too. So ask your angel for miracles. I tell everybody to be on Miracle Watch. Wake up in the morning and you ask for miracles. Little miracles are wonderful. Notice the little miracles and then go on to the larger miracles because they happen. And I actually have a lady who set up a website. I don't know exactly which one it is yet, but and she just wants people to email or to give her information on their miracles because miracles are happening all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great story. Yeah, and I know, I mean, we've told mine a bunch of times on the air as far as how I received a little more, I guess, financial bountifulness in my life, you know, so to speak. Gosh, it was like in 2004 or 2005, that's when I was like really kind of starting to get a little more, you know, into the career line, so to speak. It wasn't so much part-time stuff. It was becoming more of a full-time position here, and actually another job. I actually had to let another one go in order to kind of, you know, pursue my dream. And we had spoken on the air about, you know, drawing the dollar signs. And I was a little skeptical at first, only because I'm like, you're right, it's a little kind of like silly to put them up there. And then I kind of thought to myself, well, why? I could start a little smaller. So I started doing like cent signs. And lo and behold, I started doing a little bit each day. And I picked up a show, and I picked up another couple shows. And then a couple weeks later, I got another show here. And it just all of a sudden, Steve, I'm like, this can't be true. This can't be right. So then I switched over to the actual dollar sign, just on one finger. And then, of course, we addressed it on the air with Dr. Pat. I know she probably remembers as well. And then we kind of had this wild idea, like, because, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, go exponentially larger. So I'm like, well, you got five fingers, obviously, on one hand. Why don't we just, you know, make it five times as much? And sure enough, I started doing that. Within a couple months, I had enough money to get my first motorcycle. And
I remember that. That's
yeah.
Like exciting.
And it was absolutely my dream. I'd saved up, and I'd been working really hard, and just stuff started formulating. So, folks, you got to give it a try. You got to give it a shot.
You know, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And are we near a break time, or should I give one more remedy?
Go for it. Yeah, go for it. We can
okay,
it
so
shot.
I'm going to give you another simple remedy that
okay.
that happened. I'm able to take my energy and move it up to the angelic realm so I can go up there and visit. And one time when I was up there, I asked them, why do miracles happen up here so often and they don't happen on Earth so often? And the answer was that the molecules move faster up here. So if you have something you want in your life, if you want to sell your house, if you want to find your soulmate, if you want to bring in a certain amount of cash or get a promotion. Angels make the molecules move faster to bring me, in those exact words, and then what you want in a very simple way. You don't go into a lot of detail. To bring me the position I'm looking for, to bring me the house that I've been searching for. Just a few words. But it's angels make the molecules move faster. And you'd be surprised how that really works. So
awesome.
I got some other remedies up
right.
my sleeve.
Okay.
Let's do our break, and then
sure.
I'll come back with more remedies.
Yeah, sounds like a plan, Sue. And you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Of course, we have Sue Storm filling in today, the angel lady. She's handing out mini angel readings for the show today. And this isn't a fool's joke. She is live right now on the air. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Hi,
everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Angel Lady, Sue Storm, sitting in for Dr. Pat today, who's off on April Fool's Day. I wonder where she went. Did she fly off? I don't know.
She could be performing some pranks over.
Yeah,
you never
she
know.
Could. She could. She's got that kind of personality.
Yeah, she does, most definitely.
She likes to have fun, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you'd like to join us here on the show, it's 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and free mini readings.
So today, until we get our callers, and you can call in and get the names of your angels. If you have someone you'd like angel names for, we can do that as well. And get a little mini reading. That's perfectly okay with me. It would be wonderful. And your angels are all ready. They're on tap here. They're all ready. So I wanted to talk to you about a couple more remedies because I realize that people who listen to the show later or go to the archives, it's really beneficial for them to hear some of the remedies. One of them is if something has been taken away from you, if for some reason due to COVID or for any reason, you've either been downsized, you've lost your job, you didn't get as much income, things happened like that, for some reason that things are a little, shall we say, tougher right now because there isn't as much, or even earlier in your life, if you've lost money or something has happened that has been taken away from you, this is what you do. You say, I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. I'm going to go through it one more time. I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. So I'm going to tell you a story of a young lady who worked at a library.
Mm-hmm.
And during the COVID, of course, they were closed. And then at some point, their salary or their bonus or whatever you call it is based on their initiative, you know, going out and learning new things, going to conferences, promoting the library. And because the library was closed, they could not do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the community that they lived in wouldn't give them their raise. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
They got part of it, I guess, was cost of living raise.
Sure.
They didn't get any of their initiative raise, and there was nothing they could do about it,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't get it. So one lady came to me, and she was quite upset, and I was upset with her. I said to her, well, try this. Try I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. And it's not something you have to say over and over again. Maybe say it two or three times, and then you just let it go, and it starts to work.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And a few months later, I get a phone call. I love these phone calls. She went out to her mailbox, and there was a check for $10,000.
Wow.
Isn't this crazy?
So cool. So cool.
And it came from some strange situation. Some family member, just a distant family member. I don't even think it was a family member, just somebody who knew her,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who had gotten some extra money and decided to send her some as well as a few other people.
Well, that's super cool. Yeah, it's in my neighborhood with the library system, of course, in King County out here in the Seattle area. It is difficult because I know that was a little fun thing I did with my boys. You know, if it was a nice day out, all three of us would walk up to the library and check out our books and, you know, kind of walk around. I mean, it's just an awesome thing. I'm a really big proponent of still reading tangible things. And, you know, I there's so much online, so, I mean, it's not going to go away, but they have enough of that already. But it's just to kind of break them out of their little situation. And, you know, when the pandemic hit and, coronavirus and so forth like that, you know, we unfortunately lost the ability to go to the library. But I do give credit to King County and the library system. They did an amazing job of doing things more online, on getting online copies of things, and so you.
Oh, good.
So you could still check them out, and the due dates were, you know, kind of subsided a little bit, and of course, if things were overdue, they kind of, you know, there were situations on per accounts, but they still made it available, and then as of recently, now they're doing curbside services, which is really cool. So you don't have to get out. They have your books ready. So they have a few people still on staff on per locations, and they're now back, kind of getting back into the swing of things. So it's always cool that we need to support those.
And I really love libraries. I am going to tell everybody mm-hmm. a secret, because I am old enough that I used, as in the summer, would go to a bookmobile. Do you even know that they had bookmobiles?
We have actually a couple in the area, and they are with the King County Library System, too. And then there's some other little minor ones with some other institutions as well.
Well, I lived in Michigan in mm-hmm. kind of an outskirts area, and the bookmobile would come in the summer. Oh, gosh, I couldn't wait. I loved that. And libraries are nice, but bookmobiles are great.
I think
they're so much fun.
I know. And then now, I mean, even just whether it's a mobile or, I don't know if you've walked around some neighborhoods, people put up the little, like, free book, there's a name for it, but they're like little houses. It's like, looks like a mailbox.
Oh.
But they're designed for library books and books so people can borrow and then replace if they have something. Like it's an honest system that goes on, and it's really good. We've walked around in a couple neighborhoods, and it's got a little door on it. You open it up, and there's books from all different ages or whatever, and you get to choose, and you bring it back when you're done with it. I know now, you know, we all obviously want to sanitize and be clean, so it might be a little bit more tricky these days, but, you know, there could be warnings on those boxes and so forth, but it's also something nice to do for the neighborhood as well, rather than being mobile.
All right. Are we ready for a commercial? Are we ready for another remedy?
We actually have a caller coming.
Oh, we do.
So
wonderful.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's just go direct
live
on the air. Of course, you reached the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady's filling in. Hi, you're live on the air. Who is this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Welcome to the show.
Hi. What's that?
I said welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I just had a question for the angel lady.
Great. She's there.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. What can we help you with?
I have I have three daughters, and one of my daughters, I just have been a little bit concerned as I'm kind of really interested in a lot of these conspiracy theories of stuff that are kind of way, way out there right now. And she seems really good to me and everything and most, and, you know, as a mother and with her kids and all of that stuff. But I'm a little bit concerned because her beliefs are very, very, very much out there. And if they don't, you know, come true or anything, I'm just worried how she's going to handle it. So I just didn't know if there's any tips or anything as her mother that you could see that might help with the situation with.
Okay. So what I'm thinking of is we need like an angel of wisdom and an angel of stability. Oh, here's one. I was waiting for somebody to raise their hand. So Jacob, who's the angel of education, and that usually is for a school teacher or something, but he says that he can help educate her in the right information so that when she's looking for a resource, she finds the right resource. And Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, is the angel of resources. Lucian and Gabriel is the angel for messages. Yeah, let's just ask those angels to form a team and help her get the right messages. She's just looking in the wrong places for the messages that she's getting.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other angel that is helping out is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, and Eileen's the angel of happiness. And it seems like if your daughter had more happiness in her life, she wouldn't get so caught up in the conspiracy theories, I think.
That could be. I know she seems good to me, but there's got to be something going on. I feel to be so captured and into it, I know, so...
Well, you know, and she has to put time and energy into finding it, figuring it out.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it. We got to give her, turn her head into something positive, I guess. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking, so that would be a help as well. Do you have your angel? Would you like your guardian angel?
I think I know you've given them to me before. I don't remember all of them, but yes, I know you have.
Well, let me give you the ones that are around you right now. Okay, so you have Timothy, that angel of good fortune, and you have you actually have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. Do you remember anything about the angels I gave you, what they did or anything about them?
Don't. I remember, because it was a long time ago that I talked to you, but I did really like what, you know, you had to say and everything and what and who my angels were and everything. So, yeah.
Okay. And Gabriel is the angel of messages and communication. They don't give them to me a second time. So that's why I only say, yeah. If I was making this up, I could just make it up. But they will only give me those angels once. And then,
I have to say,
write it down, record it, do whatever you need to do, because I'm not going to get it a second time.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yes.
Okay, I have one more. The next remedy that I was going to talk about, I'm going to just tell you, because it's a versatile remedy. You can use it for anything. It's called the Power of Eight. And if you have a situation that you want to fix or help, you can eat, in this case, where you can see or visualize your daughter standing in front of you or visualize her around you somewhere, and then just draw an eight. Just start and draw eight. Draw about six eights, and then use your hand and draw the infinity sign. That's I've been 8 hours
okay.
and do that about 4 times. And it's amazing. I just learned that recently. I mean, it's in my books, but I just learned that it can be used for other things than health. In the books, we were using it, like if you have a sore knee and you just draw an 8 on it and it'll get better. But I found that it works in multiple ways to make things move faster and just, I mean, I'm impressed with how well it works. So do the power of 8.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a power of 8 groups of, I have 8 groups of women that I have in my prayer group that we meet, we meet once a week to pray for people, so.
Oh, good. Well, put some 8s on them.
Yeah. Good idea. I will do that. I love that.
Okay. And lots of prayers from your angels. When you're in your prayer, you know, when you're praying for people, ask your, go call your angels in. Do you do that?
Yes, I do try to protect everything, and yes.
Okay.
And I will try to always remember. I don't always remember, but, you know I need to.
They're telling me they're going to remind you. You're going to get a little tap on the shoulder.
I love it. Because I'm
right.
doing it tonight. Tonight, every Thursday night is when we do it, so that's perfect.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Well, thank
yeah.
you for calling. I'm glad we could
yeah,
help.
Yeah, thank you. Nice. I'm going to look for your new book, too.
Yeah, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and then just make sure you get the second edition.
Yes.
Because I
rewrote
it.
I'm
going
to do that.
Okay, it's on Amazon. You'll love it. It's beautiful. They did such a nice job. It's beautiful.
Yeah, they certainly did. And those outlets, you can get them, you said Amazon, where? A couple other places, you said?
Yeah, that's going to be my ebook, and that's but you can get, I have another book that's Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence, that we just sold to some other
Perfect.
Distributors. So.
Perfect. Well, sounds like
And we can talk about that next show, because
yeah.
I don't know exactly how close they are to getting that out there.
You're on the up and up.
You're getting us.
Insights. I like that. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's opened up the phone lines, or already has, I should say, and doing mini angel readings here on the Dr. Pat Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We are at another break at the moment, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
With me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows.
Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth. In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we've got an action-packed show. We're talking about remedies. We're talking about angels. We're talking about angel first aid books and all the good things. Maybe I'll just tell you how you can get a hold of me if you'd like or check me out. It's theangellady.net, theangellady.net. That's the website, and if you're looking for that new book that has Benny and Dr. Pat in it, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, you can get it off my website. It's right on the homepage. There's a link to Amazon. So that you, and the Amazon published it, so Amazon also is promoting it, and they haven't opened the book, and that's exciting. Even if you didn't purchase the book, you can go and go to the open the book, and you can see the glossary of angels and some of the remedies and a little bit about me. So it'd be an interesting experience just to do that. And if you want to reach me for a real angel consultation and get the Dr. Pat special, which is two half-hour sessions with me for the price of one, the number is 800-23-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And if you have a session with your angels and you get two sessions, you're going to be energized. You're going to have answers to your questions. And advice is going to improve. No two ways about it. Well, I know we've got callers, and I'm excited about that, Benny. So let's go right there.
Yeah, let's do it. And also, let's give out the number, too, if you just tune in. It is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's taking on-air mini angel readings for you right now. 800-930-2819 is the number. So get in. And a couple people have done that already. And we'll take now Mandy calling in from the Edmonds area. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Benny. Hi, Sue. Nice to talk to you.
Great, great. You know, the minute I heard your voice, the angel started skipping around. So you must have a lot of angel connections there. They're happy to talk to you.
Well, great, because I love talking to them, but I would love to hear back from them.
Okay. We can talk about that. First, let me ask you, are you calling for your angel name?
Actually, I was calling for somebody else.
Oh, okay. Give me the name.
I'm calling from my Aunt Joanne in Florida, and she has had a series of incidents with her back, and she's having severe back problems, And I was wondering if the angels had some messages for her to help her out and what angels are working with her now.
Okay. And also, if you wanted to do the Dr. Pat special, I could really get in there and do some healing. And, you know, I'd need more information, but we could do that if you want to make that phone call to the 800 number. All right. So, you know, it just feels like she's out of balance. That's kind of what I'm seeing. So Robert is the angel of balance to help her. And what else does she need? She needs Raphael, the angel of healing, and Peter, the angel of good health, and she needs me. So I got some good techniques that I do long distance. So we'll get her turned around. The polarity's off. I can see a lot of things that can be improved, frankly. So
okay, What do you mean out of balance? What's out of balance?
I mean her energy fields are out of balance. They, you know, I kind of look at them. This would be interesting for people listening, too. I look at boxes over a person's head, and they're rectangles. And one is for physical, one is for mental, one is for emotional, and one is for spiritual. And I see if those boxes are aligned or if they're not aligned, then and one's to the side or the other side, then I know kind of what's wrong, and I can just balance them up. I can, you know, sometimes just line them back up. So
excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you her angel names, though. Let's do that, because I gave you other angels. I didn't give. So she has Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of prosperity and spirituality. And then she has, two archangels. She has Gabriel, the angel of communication, arts, and invention. And let's see, who else? Rachel, the angel of inspiration. Those are
beautiful.
The angels that are with her all the time.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Do the angels have any messages for me before we go?
Give me your name one more time.
Mandy.
Okay. Usually, sometimes if I hear the name, I get the message. You know, they just said, you go, girl. You've got so much on your plate. You've got so much to do. You have so many ideas, so many activities. They're talking fast. And so much, they're going to give you the power, the strength, the energy to just do what you need to do because you're a good representative of them.
Oh, how beautiful and lovely. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being so beautiful and lovely. Okay. I'm glad you called.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mandy, for joining us from the Edmonds area. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. If you want your mini angel reading from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. We're at our last break of the hour. We'll go and take that now, and we have another caller waiting for us. Cynthia, we'll be right with you after the break, and we'll bring back some more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we are talking angels. We're talking how they can help you, little remedies. We're talking about my angel book, and you will love the angel first aid books. I mean, there's a whole series of them. The last one, the easiest one to get, is on Amazon, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, at second edition. It's beautiful. In fact, one lady called me and said, I felt like I was petting my cat because they made the cover so much like satin. And she was just petting the cover. And I'm telling you, Amazon did a wonderful job. You'll love that book. Plus, what's in it? Benny's in it. Dr. Pat's in it. And all my remedies and all the angels and the glossary of angels. Mm-hmm. So it's well worth it. And it's only $15.95. It's not a huge expense either. Okay, so we have a caller. I'm excited. Who do we have now?
We do. We'll take Cynthia calling in from the Issaquah area. If you're in the outlying areas, it's just outside of the Seattle area, east of Seattle. So, Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call, Benny. So I wanted to see if what angels might be around me now and if they have any advice as far as for a job. I'm thinking maybe I should move. Maryland or Florida?
Move away, move your home, or move to a different job?
No, move permanently to look for another job. I'm looking for a job now. I can't find a job in the Seattle area. I'm in a job now, but I'm looking for a job.
So, and why Florida? Why'd you pick Florida?
Because I have a girlfriend there.
Oh, okay. You know, the when I was just listening, I heard a real loud go. I heard a chorus say, go, Florida. It's awful hot in the winter, in the summer. I mean, in the winter it's nice. In the summer it's awful hot. But is it southern Florida?
It's near West Palm Beach.
Oh, beautiful. But I spent the summer down there in Boynton Beach, which is really close. And anyway, other than that, I heard go. So I'm going to tell you what
your
angel said. Yeah. You need to get away from where you are, too. You need to get new memories, new thoughts. You need to get away from where you are.
Did it say anything about Maryland?
They're saying that would be okay, too. You have a friend there, or what would make that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I have a friend there.
Yeah. Sounds like you're traveling to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either one. It's a toss-up. They're giving you a choice.
Okay, so either one would
work friend
out.
Do you like the best? I'm teasing you. But I'm thinking that probably you get paid more in Maryland, although the cost of living is higher, and they don't pay very well in Florida. So I guess there's other things that you have to take into consideration. If you want to talk to me further about it off air, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have any angels that are coming up to help me right now?
Yeah, you need support angels. Solomon is the angel of emotional support and safety, and that one's a good one. And then Serena, the angel of nurturing and support. Mm-hmm. You need a career angel? Well, Corey is the angel of careers. He just popped up.
So Solomon, Serena, and Corey.
Yep. You got your team. And you know what? Pick up your spirits. Angels raise my vibrations an octave. You know, if you're in the law of attraction, you've got to get your spirits and your vibrations up so good things happen.
Mm.
Go on Miracle Watch. Get up every morning and talk about miracles. Think about miracles. We'll get you going. Okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Cynthia, for joining the show. 800-930-2819. We have about 5 minutes left in the show, people, so you got to get in now for your free mini angel reading from Sue.
Okay, so I got 5 minutes to give them remedies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, go for
all
it.
All right, let's go for that. Okay, so we talked about the power of eight. The other thing I want to talk about is colors. And I've been hearing from the angels that if you've been stuck in with COVID and or just been, you know, stuck in period, wear more colors, do things more with flowers, bring flowers into the house, colors. Colors are really important because every color has a vibration. And so you can use the colors to raise your vibration. Pink is creativity. Orange is manifesting. Yellow is for the mental, for your mind. And so they're talking about an array of colors for each of you. That's one thing. And then they're also talking about being just more peaceful. And one of the things you can do is you can just breathe in enlightened peace. That's different than just peace. It's enlightened peace. And just bring that in and feel that running through your body. If you're dealing with some old wounds and hurts and you want that to turn around, lavender is the color that heals old wounds and hurts. So you can think of your body being filled with lavender. It's a great way to heal. And everything is angels are talking to me too fast. Everything is in the law of attraction. And in order for the law of attraction to work for you, it's very important that you keep your vibrations up. So keep yourself positive. Do the angels raise my vibrations an octave? Do that a couple times a day. And wiggle. You'll be surprised that actually, I'm doing it right now, actually wiggling will get your energy moving, to motivated. I just got a list of remedies. Not sure which other one to give you, except that the vibration of joy is 540. So if you can just think about 540, think about that in your body. You can write the numbers on your body, on your chest, write 540. Get into joy. If you can get into joy, you can raise your bliss tolerance. That's another one. Angels, raise my bliss tolerance. We get so caught up in what's going on in our life, we forget to do all the exciting things that are out there that are possible to raise our vibrations, bring in more income, bring in more joy, and then as we have it, it radiates out to others. So you're doing your share to make it radiate out to others. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how to reach me. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. 800 number if you want a consultation or if you just want to talk to me, 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. You can talk to me about the books. You can call about to schedule your angel reading. You can take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for one half hour and the next one is at no charge. And you can just talk to your angels. If you have questions that are inside of you that you've been wondering about your whole life, who better to answer them than the angels? Ask us. We know. We can do it. We can help. And I just thinking that that's a very strong possibility, because I'm hearing from my angels that there are people out there that are just looking for some answers. And we've got them. This is a time where you can be joyful, where you can be happy, where you can be, what should I say, vibrant? Yeah, here's another remedy, Vitality Plus. You put your non-dominant hand on your throat and your other arm goes down to your side so the fingers are pointing at the floor and you just start circling your hand clockwise. You do it about 40 times and it helps with it pumps you up. It pumps you up for prosperity. It helps your metabolism. If you have a weight problem or you just would like to lose a few pounds, try Vitality. Vitality Plus. It works.
There's
many remedies.
I know, right? And thank you, Sue, so much for stopping by the show today and handing out some free mini angel readings for all of our listeners and viewers, too. We had a couple pop in as well. 800-930-2819 is the number for the next time Sue is on the show, and that's theangellady.net for information about Sue. Sue, it was a pleasure, and a happy Easter to you, by the way.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.